Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. Stand up for your country. You got some new gear and mugs and stuff in for Stand Up for Your Country. I'll tell you about that later. Killing Crazy Horses Rocketing. I did an hour with Hannity on the radio today. We posted it on BillO'Reilly.com. It's pretty interesting. It's not really a full hour because talk radio's got all those commercials in it. You know, we take them out. So you can just hear the back and forth between Hannity and me. He did read the book. He's a busy guy, so I know the book's good now. If he didn't, he read the whole thing, and that's very encouraging for me. Anyway, we'll get to all that a little bit later on. So you know that I'm a simple man, right? I mean, can you get more simple than the guy you're watching right now? I don't think you can. I have a really simple question. And I posed it to Hannity today. What does Joe Biden stand for? Give me one thing, because I don't know. I'm not being a wise guy. I'm not in business, by the way, to bash Joe Biden. We don't do that here, because I don't think it's fair. I mean, there are a lot of things that go on behind the scenes I'm not privy to. I tell you the truth about what I think is happening in his campaign, but I'm not going to, you know, bash him or mock him or do any of that, all right? I'm just not. But I really like to know, after following the man for decades, what exactly does he stand for? What? And I don't know. Let me give you a perfect example and a simple example. Okay. On August 13th, in Wilmington, Delaware, Joe Biden held a rare press conference in which he said this. Go.
This is not about Democrat, Republican, or Independent. It's about saving Americans' lives. So let's institute a mask mandate nationwide, starting immediately, and we will save lives. The estimates are we'll save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months if that is done.
Pretty simple. Joe Biden wants everybody, by law, to be required to wear a mask. Well, at least he did 24 days ago, but here's what he said on September 6th in Phoenix, Arizona. Go.
But here's the deal. The federal government, there's a constitutional issue whether the federal government could issue such a mandate. I don't think constitutionally they could, so I wouldn't issue a mandate, but I'd plead with. I carry my mask with me everywhere I go. I'd set an example.
I mean, it's 3 weeks ago, and now he's going, oh, you know, here's the deal. Federal government can't do this. Now, everybody knew the federal government wasn't going to be able to do it when he said it in Wilmington. But he didn't explain that. So you know, the term is flip-flopper, but I think it's much deeper than that. Because all politicians flip-flop. I mean, Trump flip-flops all the time. He says one thing, then he contradicts himself. All politicians do it. Whether it's a lack of concentration, I don't know. But I really believe that Joe Biden, at this point in his life, approaching 78 years old, doesn't believe in anything. Nothing. That his opinion on Thursday might not be his opinion the following Sunday. I could be wrong about that, but I go down the list and I don't see anything. Let me give you another example. Barack Obama believed in income redistribution, fervently. That was everything. That was the centerpiece of his hope and change mantra when he ran the first time. And he instituted income redistribution by giving 30 million Americans free health care. And who paid for that? The other Americans who bought health care. They paid for the 30 million. That's income redistribution. Obama fervently believes in that. So you can't say that he didn't. Now, one more thing about Biden, and we have a really good guest, Mark Penn. You've seen him before in this program. There's a new poll out. And as I told you, the polls won't matter until after the first debate. But this poll has a question about, is America a racist country? That's very interesting to me.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
All right, here's an important story, and I have a very important final thought for you, and it directly pertains to your life. So that's coming up. Just want to let you know. So this day in history, September 9th, 1976, Mao Zedong, the communist dictator in China, died. All right? And I applaud it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I violated my Christian beliefs and committed a venial sin. All right? There's two sins, mortal sin, venial sin. I might have done a venial sin by applauding when Mao died. Why did I applaud? He was 82 years old, by the way, when he died, September 9th, 1976. Mao Zedong is responsible for the deaths of 42 million human beings. 42 million. Hitler didn't kill that many. Stalin didn't kill that many. Okay? Mao did. Now, why don't you know that? Because there was no reporting on it. No reporters. If you were a reporter in Red China, you were killed. But nobody reported anything because you'd be dead. All right? That's how tight he kept. Now, if you don't believe me, and I know there are skeptics out there, whatever I say, check out the Washington Post. It was an article in 2016. All right? Quote, from 1958 to 62, Mao's great leap forward led to the deaths of more than 45 million people, easily making it the biggest episode of mass murder ever recorded. Now, how did he do it? So, in 1958, Mao Zedong, communist dictator, like Castro, like Stalin, said, we're going to change our economy. Now, there's a billion people in China, maybe about 900 million then. We're going to change the economy from agrarian farming, where people are growing their own food and then selling to their neighbors, whatever, to industrial. We're going to put everybody in a factory. And you don't have a choice. So you're not growing the carrots anymore or the potatoes or anything else. We're taking your land because you don't own anything. Private property is not allowed in communism. And then we're sending you to the factory where you're going to work. What happened? Starvation. China couldn't feed its own population. Government didn't have any money to buy food abroad. 42 million. Mao Zedong. Communism. Dictatorship. Think about it. So if you order a Killing Crazy Horse, you get 5 Stand Up for Your Country stickers. That's a fabulous deal. If you order Killing England, Killing Lincoln, and Killing Crazy Horse, all 3 books, all right, you get a free Stand Up for America hat. Free. This is a great hat. I put it on, but it messed up my hair, and we get makeup on the inside. We don't want that. All right. The yard signs I showed you, and now we have mugs. These are the best looking mugs I have ever seen, and all the stuff's made in America. We don't make anything in China or any of that. Made in America. Stand up for your country mugs. I mean, come on. Let's get that message out. All right. Okay, I got a good final thought that I think you're going to want to hear, but first this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
All right, time now for the final thought of the day. One of the things that is worrying me is that if Joe Biden wins the presidency, my freedom and yours is going to be eroded significantly. And let me give you just six examples real quick. So the cancel culture will be supported by the Biden administration. And that means freedom of speech. And you know this in your own jobs, in your own life. You say something goes out of the liberal orthodoxy, you could be fired. Secondly, Me Too and all of those groups. No due process, you're guilty. Accusation, you're guilty. Accusation in college, in the workplace, somebody accuses you, you're guilty. Biden's not going to go up against that. Okay? Private property. Biden's going to pass a wealth tax. They're going to seize what we have purchased after we've paid taxes. I think it's unconstitutional, but they'll try. Four, firearm protection. That's going to be brutal, what they're going to try to do to the gun laws. All right? Five, medical choice. You can keep your doctor. No, you can't. Because what they're going to try to impose, what Biden and his crew will impose, is the federal government's going to dictate what is paid. And many doctors are going to go, I'm not going to participate. Though your doctor may go. And finally, religion. You think Joe Biden respects religion? Abortion on demand at any time for any reason? He supports that. And he's a Catholic. With all due respect, I'm not a judge. I have no interest in sin or any of that. As far as me defining it, I don't. But I'll tell you this. I wouldn't want to be Joe Biden if St. Peter and Judgment Day does exist. Freedom of religion, gonna get hammered. All of those things will happen if Mr. Biden is elected. And that troubles me as a person. See you tomorrow.